To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome. It's Monday and time for your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It is the 7th of February, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that was happening over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. We could be seeing some new hardware from Apple pretty soon. At least according to the folks at Bloomberg, who said that we'll have a hardware event sometime around March 8th. Apparently, Apple will be announcing the third generation iPhone SE, plus a refresh of the 2020 iPad Air. We might even be seeing a new Mac computer, which will probably feature Apple's silicon chips. As far as what the new hardware will involve, all indications are pointing to the iPhone SE will have that new 5G modem, which of course will be the first for the SE lineup. Though as far as design goes, yep, still having that iPhone 8 era design. Still waiting for the official confirmation from Apple, of course, but I'm sure we'll get that sometime this week. If not already by the time you've listened to this show. Hey, have you been thinking about buying Peloton? Well, get in line. Looks like Amazon and Nike are also thinking about buying it too, among many others. According to the Wall Street Journal, looks like Peloton might be thinking about selling. And the first in line, of course, Amazon. They got a lot of money. Now, the Financial Times actually chimed in and say, hey, wait a minute, Nike was also thinking about purchasing it. Though, neither company has actually held any talks with Peloton just yet. What it does say, though, is Peloton's been thinking about going up for sale for a little while. You and I are just hearing about it now. Now, if Amazon happens to get Peloton, they actually might use the company to expand its health and wellness offerings, something they're actually trying to catch up with Apple. Nike, of course, would be full on fitness with the device, though apart from that, we wouldn't really know what they had up their sleeve. Well, if you've got a newer Jaguar or Land Rover vehicle, get ready to ride along with Alexa. That's because Jaguar Land Rover actually announced a software update this week that will offer deep Alexa integration. For newer vehicles, of course. Don't be looking for this on your 1993 Land Rover. Apparently, about 200,000 Jaguar and Land Rover vehicles will be outfitted with the new update. That update being the PV Pro 3.0. As far as what Alexa will be able to do for you, well, it will assist drivers hands-free while playing music, navigating to various points of interest, and pretty much anything you've used Alexa before. Yeah, it could also do it in the car too, including lock and unlock your vehicle with new remote skills. Of course, you'll need to activate Alexa for your Jaguar or Land Rover first, and all that can be done by simply scanning your QR code that will connect you to your vehicle. And finally, well, we started off with Apple. Let's end with Apple. And a little bit of sad news if you were hoping for extended Apple Music for free. Not gonna happen. You might remember since 2015, Apple Music, very generous. Hey, try us out for 3 months. Well, generosity apparently has run out. Seems now your free trial for Apple Music, just a single month now. Now, currently, it's not this way in every country, but we are seeing that month-long free trial in the US, Australia, Canada, United Kingdom, and now Japan. Now, of course, when you get Apple Music for free, usually it's because you got a new device, and if you haven't signed up with it before. Although that wasn't always the case, sometimes you cancel, and a few months later, hey, come on back, we'll give you free 3 months. And so you did it again, and you cancel again. Regardless, it definitely looks like that free 3 month party for Apple Music is definitely over. And if it hasn't hit your country yet, chances are it will soon. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything happening at the British Tech Network. All of our podcasts are over there at britishtechnetwork.com, including this show, The Big Show, The Mac Show, and The Photo Show, too. Follow us on our social media destinations at Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and join the community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.